USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
There were more explosions in the capital Kyiv and other key cities in Ukraine as Russian troops continue to face resistance from Ukrainian forces on Thursday. A short time ago, President Zelensky accused Russia of genocide.
They have orders to erase our history, our country, and all of us.
The United Nations is reporting over 1 million refugees have now fled Russia's invasion of Ukraine. COVID case rates continue to decline over the last 2 weeks, with the 7-day rolling average dropping to roughly 59,000 cases a day. That turns out to be roughly 18 cases per 100,000 people. As reports were surfacing about Texas Republican Congressman Van Taylor having an affair with the widow of an ISIS member from Texas, the representative has since apologized. Mr. Taylor also said that he would halt his run for re-election, conceding the GOP runoff to former Collin County Judge Keith Self. USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
During President Trump's term in office, he built up the oil reserves here in America for a rainy day. President Biden has taken out his umbrella.
President Biden says he plans to release oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to help ease gas prices in the United States. Many Republicans say it's not a long-term solution. One of them is Senate Minority Whip John Thune. He weighs in on Fox News.
That was a band-aid. I mean, releasing barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is something that's sort of a little bit of a relief valve. But this is a long-term structural supply and demand issue that only gets fixed by America becoming once again energy independent.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
JetBlue pilot 52-year-old James Clifton was removed from a cockpit minutes before taking off from the Buffalo Niagara Airport Wednesday. After the alert by the TSA, Mr. Clifton's blood alcohol content was 0.17%. USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The persecution of a man by the January 6th Commission has led to his death.
Matthew Perna, who had pled guilty to four charges stemming from the January 6, 2021 breach of the Capitol, committed suicide while awaiting sentencing. The Mercer County Coroner's Office in Pennsylvania said Perna killed himself at his residence. No details have been provided. According to prosecutors, Perna entered the Capitol after the doors had already been breached by demonstrators. Perna stayed in the building for about 20 minutes. He was seen on video chanting with the crowd. His obituary said Matthew Lawrence Perna died of a broken heart. His community, his country and the justice system killed his spirit and his zest for life. He did not harm anyone, and he stayed within the velvet ropes taking pictures. For this act, he's been persecuted by many members of the community, friends, relatives, and people who had never met him. Perna was scheduled to be sentenced on April 1st. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
The Iowa Department of Agriculture and the United States Department of Agriculture confirmed a positive case of a highly contagious bird flu in Pottawatomie County. State veterinarian Dr. Jeff Kyson on CBS 8 in Des Moines.
After notification of any potential high path avian influenza case, we always immediately issue quarantine. So the flock in question was immediately quarantined. All birds at the positive site have been depopulated and disposal has occurred.
Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.